It's Monday, the 11th of February, 2013. I'm Ruth, also known as the Geek Mummy, and this is the enhanced audio version of my geekmummy.com blog. Today's blog post is called Dad's Gone to Iceland. I'm currently about halfway through a 5-day period of solo parenting, which is the longest time I've been without the geek daddy since the kids were born. And it's all because he's gone to Iceland, and that's the country, not the high street store. One of the ways that the geek daddy and I are not 100% compatible, I suppose, is in our attitudes to travel. He loves to travel. He wants to travel the world. He wants to go to different places and experience different cultures and have new experiences. And I'm very much a home girl. I'd rather be at home or at least in a country where I can speak the language. And I enjoy holidays, but I could quite happily stay at home as well. So we're not the best of match in that regard, but thankfully I suppose we've not had the finances or the ability to actually do much travel, so it hasn't really caused us a big problem. But it's something that sits in the back of my mind. I'm very aware there's stuff that he really wants to do that I'm perhaps not so bothered about, but I try to be supportive of it. He does a lot of work as a photography teacher. He does a lot of work with the Wellshot Photographic Academy, who are based in Anglesey, but they do a lot of events up in the northwest of England, and the Geek Daddy does a lot of training for them. And they approached him a year or so ago to say they were planning on running an expedition to Iceland with a view to trying to get photos of the Aurora Borealis, although you can never guarantee that you'll see the Aurora. So it had to be an Iceland excursion with the Aurora Borealis as a nice to have extra. And they wanted to know if he'd want to be one of their team leads and actually go out with them and do some teaching over in Iceland. Of course, he leapt at the chance. He really wanted to do it. The Aurora Borealis is one of those things that's on his bucket list. So he really, really, really wanted to do it. And I, of course, said, OK, no worries, I'll stay home and wrangle the kids. So that's where he is at the moment. He's staying in a hotel in Reykjavik. He's doing day excursions out and around in Iceland. He's seen geysers. He's seen huge waterfalls. He's gone swimming in outdoor hot springs. Yeah, I think he's having a whale of a time from what I can tell. We've managed to talk via Skype every day, and so the kids are keeping in contact with him. I'm keeping in contact with him. It's all good. Apparently it's been too cloudy to see any lights at all so far, but there was a very good solar flare a few days ago, so that, you know, if the clouds will clear, apparently there should be a really good light show, and they're hoping the clouds will lift today. So fingers crossed for everything. It would be the icing on the cake for him to actually see and photograph the Aurora Borealis. So far at this end, things have mostly gone okay. I've managed to keep feeding the kids. I've managed to just about wrangle them into bed at something that looks like a fairly normal bedtime. Thankfully, my mum offered to cook lunch for us yesterday, which was very nice. And she looked after the geek son while I took the geek daughter to a birthday party. We've had one slight incident where the geek son tripped over his feet at my mum's yesterday and fell over quite hard and managed to put his teeth through his bottom lip. So cue much screaming and blood and all sorts of unpleasantness and hasty conversations about whether we needed to go to A&E or not, which we decided in the end we didn't need to. But on the whole, I think he's okay now. So we're just keeping an eye on it and making sure everything looks all right. I'm still calling it a successful weekend, though. The challenge is going to come over the next few days, because I've now got to start wrangling in the school run, the nursery run, and doing my day job. So there's a bit more juggling, and my family are very kindly helping out as well. I must say I'm in awe of my single parent friends who do this all the time. And you know, by the time Wednesday comes around and the geek daddy's back, I'm going to want to just go to bed and take some reciprocal time off, I think. But I'm such a softie, I've actually agreed to do it all over again next month, because the geek daddy is off to Holland for a weekend with his favourite band. And if you look at the cover art, you'll see the name of that band somewhere. You can find my blog at geekmummy.com, and thank you very much for listening.